Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Draft season is here, and the Commanders are getting closer to decisions that could shape this roster for years.
Do they go get an impact playmaker? Do they finally fix the defense? This is how teams build it the right way.
That's what we're reporting every day.
I've been in that locker room. The type of players you bring in now changes what the team looks like on Sundays.
On B. Mitch and Finley, you get real reporting plus a former player's perspective.
Straight football talk, no hype.
Follow and listen to B. Mitch and Finley on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, let's do a podcast on a nice warm Thursday morning for you. Soon to be a Thursday afternoon. By the time they post this, probably Friday overnight. What's going on, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
What's going on?
I was trying to think, what do you think the male equivalent of cleavage is? Like when a woman wants to get the attention of a man.
I would say six-pack abs.
But you don't see that.
In the summer you do. Beach.
Yeah, but like a woman can show off her cleavage at dinner.
True.
At work.
Well, then it would have to be, I would think, the bulge. Hmm. You'd have to get a woman in here to answer that question.
Yeah. I think it's biceps.
Maybe, but if people wear shirts and sweatshirts.
Yeah, but like in the summer you could wear, or like you could wear to dinner or lunch, you could wear a t-shirt or just a collared polo shirt.
And sure.
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, when a woman walks by, a man will look at her cleavage and go, oh, my, Jerry. When a man walks by, what makes a woman say, oh, my?
Go find a woman and ask her. I don't know.
I was hoping you would know.
How would I know?
I do think biceps.
I'll tell you what, it's not a soft belly.
That it's definitely not.
Oh, yeah, people would say sense of humor.
Yeah,
making
but I'm
the woman laugh.
But that's you're engaging the person.
True.
I'm saying this is a person who you're a woman who's
what's eye catching.
Yeah, what's eye catching? You're a woman who's sitting outside of your office on a bench. You're having your sandwich. You're taking a little break. Here comes a man. Like if that was a man sitting down taking a break, and a woman, a beautiful woman with cleavage walked by, we'd go, yes.
A man's ass, like a woman's ass, might also be part of it.
It might be.
It's possible. Although you don't see too many men wearing spandex.
No.
You see it a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, and if a man is too feminine, a woman is not going to like that. So, like, a man in a spandex pants, I don't think a woman wants to see that.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I do think they look at your ass.
I think a man with a nice chest is good, but if you could see that through a shirt if it's
you
a tight shirt.
You can see if a guy's in shape.
Yeah.
You can tell.
It really is that the belly will give it away.
100%.
Because if a guy doesn't have a belly, then you start going, okay.
That's
no
true.
No belly, so what else?
But you can have a belly and big arms.
Yes, which I've also seen.
You can't have that.
I mean, we watch, instead of CBS Sports Network putting the warm-up show on television, they put the World's Strongest Man competition.
Yes, those guys are huge.
Those guys have huge bellies, big arms.
Yes, they do.
Very strong like an ox.
Yep, very much so.
Plenty of offensive linemen, defensive linemen.
Sad part is, for your question,
yeah,
we don't have a woman around here to even ask.
We don't have a single, we rarely see women here.
Mm-mm. This is about as much a men's locker room now as it ever has been.
Yes.
It's pretty wild.
It is.
I mean, you go upstairs, I suppose, to 11.
Yeah, there's women upstairs.
And we could get answers.
Yeah.
But no one's walking around here anymore.
No. In fact, it's funny. Like, if like, let's say somebody happens to walk through that, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe is a sales client. Everyone's looking like...
Humans.
A female. Oh, my goodness. A female's just walked through the WFAN newsroom.
It's so funny. It's so true.
And then there are probably other radio stations that are aimed at women, where there's tons of women walking around, not a lot of men.
Maybe. It's very possible.
Yeah. Yes,
very possible.
Hmm.
But I can't answer your question. I don't know. Not a woman. I have no idea.
So you are not a woman?
Not as far as I know.
All right. I'm going to try to answer as a woman. I'm going to say biceps, number one. That if a man has nice biceps, a woman would like that. Or arms in general. The triceps, very important as well. Butt is a good one. You said the buttocks. You could see in tight jeans. But man, women can get away with murder with cleavage.
To some degree.
To some degree?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And if you're fat and sloppy, just because you've got...
See, I agree with that, but there are women who are obese that have large breasts that think the large breasts alone are very attractive and men want to touch them.
For some men, that might be very true.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the mass.
Yeah, I don't think
the
so
masses.
Either. The masses want
a lot of people that want to suck people's toes, you know, and the masses does not want that.
The masses does not, right. Yeah. I don't want that.
Me neither.
I don't want to suck toes.
No. My point is there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about what would turn most guys' heads, it's an attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
And as you point out, the cleavage in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just now take a completely obese woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not every guy's turning and looking.
No. No matter what the cleavage. Just,
yeah. I mean, so... And it goes for a guy, too. Obese man, woman's not going to give him 2 seconds of a look.
No, even if he
is. There's a woman that likes obese men, and there are women out there that like that, which is great. Good for you.
Right, so let's say there's an obese man, but all day when he's not doing things that make him obese, he also does curls. He would have nice arms, but be obese.
You're never going to get to the arms.
Yeah.
Because you probably don't get, unless you like that thing.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
The problem with the six-pack for a man or a woman is it's, like, you could get nice arms if you're a man or a woman, nice shoulders, nice legs, by just working out at the gym, just doing the exercises.
No, you have to eat right for the abs.
Yeah, the abs is, like, so much of...
It's actually mostly the food.
The food, and then on top of that, you do have to really work the abs.
You do, but I don't think you can work the abs and have anything that looks relatively good if you're not eating. You can eat really well, not work the abs as much, and I think it'll still look fit.
You look slim.
Yeah.
I know so many times I see guys in the gym working on the ab machine, and I think they think doing the ab machine is going to lessen their belly.
Melt the fat.
But you're making muscles under your fat,
right,
which we're not going to see. That's
exactly right. The fat is over the muscle.
Yes, the fat's over the muscle.
Yep, very true.
I also see now, because this is now starting to be the nice weather, living near the boardwalk, I do see...
String bikinis.
Not yet. Because it's still a little chilly. But I'm seeing now, because the weather's turning nice, overweight people trying to get out and walk.
Absolutely.
And I really... I want to stop them and say, this is great. I would do the food thing first, because I do think that sometimes walking makes you hungrier.
Yeah. Like, you know, we've talked about jogging.
Yes, the jogging and all these things.
It all goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
You got to do all of it.
Yes.
You know, you can't. Sure, there's, well, I shouldn't say there aren't shortcuts. There are, with these shots and pills, obviously, now.
Yeah.
That's definitely a shortcut. But if you're going to do it the natural way with diet and exercise, you do one without the other, you're not getting the results. You're just not. Now, you do diet alone, you'll get some results.
Yes,
but you're not
going
to get exactly where you want to get to.
Right.
You do need something. You know, I don't think you could eat just, I mean, I could be wrong about this, but I don't think just by eating eggs, chicken, fruits, and vegetables, and walking 400 steps a day and just sitting your ass on the couch, you're going to get to where you want to be.
Probably not.
You have to have some level of activity. You have to. But, well, you know, I don't know. Got to do both.
April means draft month. Commanders rumors, mock drafts, and the big decisions all getting picked apart.
Will the Commanders go get another playmaker on offense or finally fix the defense?
The Caps are pushing for the playoffs, and every game suddenly feels like it matters.
And Nationals baseball is underway, too. Early signs, lineup questions, and who's starting to figure everything out?
We just say what we think every morning.
Follow the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Nikki Glaser brought up an interesting topic of sex when she was on the Alex Cooper Call Her Daddy podcast. And it is something that I think about as well sometimes.
Sex?
Well, just the idea of, like, Nikki Glaser was, as I was, a late bloomer. And she said, like, when she was growing up and even, like, in her early 20s, that the thought of, I don't know how to say this in the best way possible for a podcast that goes on YouTube, that goes on the WFAN page.
Mm.
But she said, like, when you don't have experience in this and you're thinking about this, the idea that you would put your mouth in certain areas does seem a little strange. Unless you're super horned up. This is what she was saying, like, like, the idea of that seems really, when you think about it, seems like something you wouldn't want to do. So she said she would have to get, like, super horned up in order to be able to do that.
Well.
Yes.
When, I would agree, in a normal state, it doesn't seem so appealing.
It doesn't, right?
But when the juices start flowing, and all of a sudden, your mind has that rush of, what's it called?
Oh, man. Oxytocin, dopamine.
That. I think dopamine. It's that. Like, all of a sudden, you get into a different frame of mind, and you think differently.
Yeah.
The same way you think differently when alcohol gets involved and into your bloodstream.
Yes, that for sure.
And you do different things. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, again, you're right. This is on YouTube. Shouldn't I have a couple things I would say, but I'm not going to. But I do. I agree with you. In a normal sitting state of mind on a 2 o'clock on a random Tuesday, you might not be so interested in doing something like that. Talk to me Friday night after a couple of tequilas and a nice cozy breast nuzzled up against your shoulder and a hand on your thigh. You might find your face in weird places.
And this goes for men and women. It's no more pleasant for a woman to do that. The thought of that, like the idea, like, oh, wait a minute. Like, if you were explained to somebody for the first time, this is what you do. Like, that's seems crazy.
Right, sure. I don't disagree with you.
And it was also confusing. Like, there was a kid in my, in seventh grade who was very mature. Vinny.
And it took you 15 years to join them.
Oh yeah. But Vinny was a very mature guy. And
guy, he was 11. No, it was seventh grade. He would have been, what, 13?
13. Yeah. Oh my gosh. This was because, like, a man. He was a man though. And he was trying to tell us about BJs. And I was like, you're blowing on something? Like, what are you talking about? And then why was it called that? You know what I mean? You were not like, you were not doing that.
Right. Why wasn't it not called a suck job? Right?
Correct.
I mean, I don't know. When did that phrase become a phrase?
I don't know.
Do you think if I put that in, I'll get an answer?
Yes.
I'm not going to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you are going to get an answer. I don't know where that came from.
I don't either. I mean,
because when he was telling us about this happening to him on a bus,
it likely originated in the early 20th century.
Wow.
Possibly derived from slang, mm-hmm. where blow, mm-hmm. referred to the male.
Okay. Oh, okay. The
or
the ending.
So there, yes.
Ah, I never thought of that.
It could come from, again, you're going back 100-something years now, where this,
which I didn't think they were even doing sex back then.
Well, Abe Lincoln was.
Yeah, but I thought it was like,
where do you think all these people came from?
Yeah, that's true. We did have a population explosion.
They also think it might have been, so there's no firm answer, but they believe it's either what I just said or that the word has since evolved, mm-hmm. where it used to be referred to as a below job. Below.
Oh, okay. So those are really two good,
yep.
potentials. Below or the ending.
Yes.
Wow. That's two good answers.
Yeah.
Was that AI? Did you have to?
That's Google AI.
AI.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That does make sense.
The term may have started as a euphemism where, a less common, all right, here we go. A less common older theory suggested it referred to blowing on a I can't say this. Eddie will just. but they also say this is less accepted as an answer.
Okay.
It seems like the first two I gave you it came from one of those two.
That's pretty good. I bet if you just went on the street with a microphone.
Right.
And ask people, they would not have the answer to that. They wouldn't know why that.
I don't think anybody. There's a lot of things like that that we just accept and speak and say.
Then who knows what?
It's like what we learned.
Yeah, like if you were to say the other one, the HJ, that's very clear.
Right.
So that makes sense.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Oh, it sure is, Jay. Very interesting.
The HJ. What?
The hand.
Oh, I'm wondering why you wouldn't just say that. Okay.
Because I'm being very clean, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very clean for the radio.
Yeah. No, this is working out perfectly for the WFAN audience. I tell you, YouTube's funny. I don't know why I came across my feed. I didn't click on it or anything. I was just fascinated by a guy, again, who knows who anybody is, obviously. But a guy posted his grandfather watching the final scene of The Sopranos. It had 137,000 views. I'm like, wow, who's this guy? I clicked on his channel. He's got 68 videos up. The most views any other video has gotten, about 50. Not 50,000, 50, 50. Some of them have 4 views, 32 views. And then sitting right in the middle of this is the one of him filming his grandfather watching the end of The Sopranos, 137,000 views.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
It is weird how certain things just catch people.
Unbelievable. And then catches fire and becomes a thing.
Yeah. Well, they said that YouTube will drop a video into people's algorithm. And if a lot of people click on it,
it goes everywhere.
They'll keep pushing it out
there.
So
wild.
Yeah. That's very strange.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Then there was another interesting...
I can't wait to see how it drops ours.
This one?
Yeah, the origin of blowjob. I mean, Jesus.
Two old men discuss. Then I heard another interesting thing. This goes into the sexual talk from before about how when on the surface...
Are you in a midlife crisis? You've had a lot of sexual topics the last couple weeks.
Have I?
Yes. After going years without any. So go ahead. Your other thing?
I've been collecting these in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Amy Schumer, the comedian.
Yeah.
So she got divorced. She was married for a time and is divorced now. And she said that it was a sexual issue. And she said that to her, sex is more like a dirty thing. And that her husband, she would look at her husband and say, I can't have sex with him. He's my emergency contact. Like, he's become too familiar that she didn't see him as...
Well, she wasn't attracted to him anymore.
Yeah, but I think I think I know what she was saying in that, like, when you if sex is a dangerous, dirty thing.
What do you mean, like, dangerous?
Just, like, not...
Exciting?
It's yeah, boring? Maybe yeah, I don't know. Maybe just, like, too familiar. Like, if someone who's been married for 30
years... Too repetitious?
Years, well, like, somebody who's been married for 30 years, it's you see this person every day in their worst, in their best, in their average, when they have diarrhea, when they're vomiting, when...
Oh, you're really painting a beautiful picture.
You know, just all these things. It's a very human condition versus a stripper is...
Just animalistic sex from someone you meet.
Yeah, and she's
and
like...
you stick your face in weird places.
Yeah, right. And she was more... She was just like, you know, that's my emergency contact. I can't... I didn't... I saw him as a...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Like partner?
Yes, like a partner and not a sexual being.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure a lot of people get divorced for that reason or are stuck in marriages that are really boring like that.
Yeah.
Or have that issue. I guess till death do them part didn't work for her.
That did not work for her. Okay. And then she got on Ozempic and lost a lot of weight.
Good for her. Oh, this was before she lost the weight?
Yes, I think
it's possible that sex was boring because he thought she was a pig.
I suppose anything is possible.
Maybe she thinks the same about him.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of different ways to view things, you know, in terms of relationships, you know. You could just lose interest in one another. There's no doubt about that. Two, the kids' schedule becomes your schedule, and you wind up being basically Uber drivers. B, you're together, or C, you become just together a really long time. You get bored with one another. You know, D, he gets fat, sloppy, and disgusting, and he's, you know, snoring every night and drooling on himself. And she looks at that and says, my God.
I cannot have that guy climbing on top of me.
Yeah, and E, you're not the woman you were when they got married, and you're fat and sloppy, and he's looking at you and saying, you're a pig. Like, all of those things are in play, and they go both ways.
They're like, you're a pig. No, you're a pig.
Well, and yes, both could become. Yes. So there's no doubt. That doesn't surprise me that that's not a possibility for sure. I would actually even venture to guess that might even be the norm in a lot of cases. There are very, very few, you know, fit people in this world, let alone fit couples.
Yeah. That's so true, right? Right, you both have to be similar in your...
It would help. I think it helps.
Like, if you both met when you were in shape, and then one of you gets out of shape, no good. If both of you get out of shape, good.
Right, like, you meet, let's say a couple meets at a gym or at some sporting type of event, and they're both in shape, like you say, and then after you get married in a few years, the guy decides to slow down, and he's drinking beer on the weekends, and
he's really not into the gym anymore, and he goes from 170 tight pounds to 230, which is not a crazy weight gain, I don't think, anymore in this day and age. And he's, you know, not as active, and he's watching TV. And I'm sure at some point she's looking at him saying, that's not what I married.
Yeah.
And again, vice versa. I think it goes, you know, I'm not having fun with it. I'm being serious. I think it goes the same way. The guy's looking at the woman who might be 50 or 60 pounds heavier than when they got married. And you say, well, that's not the woman I married. Like, it's hard. It's why when you say till death do us part, where you get fat and sloppy.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I'm gone. Like Amy Schumer, right? Who knows?
Right, that's my emergency contact right there.
Yeah.
I can't be sleeping with that guy.
Don't know.
You think Eddie will pull that where I go, that's my emergency contact, I can't be sleeping with that guy?
Well, I don't know if he was, but he will now.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
That was quick today, all right.
Yeah, well, that moved. We were moving.
Yes. What are we going to do tomorrow, lesbians?
Well, tomorrow's Friday. We don't do it.
That's right.
But I'll pencil that in for Monday, Jerry. A little lesbianism. Never hurt anyone. All right, we'll do the warm-up program. We did that this morning at 5 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow on a Friday at 5 a.m. We can't come in talking about a Mets loss. They don't play.
True.
So!
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.